From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump's blueprint for reforming America's immigration system is drawing fire from advocacy groups at both ends of the ideological spectrum. The Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, which favors restrictive immigration policies and has supported many of Trump's stances on immigration, said Wednesday the president's framework amounts to instant amnesty for 1.8 million undocumented youth brought to America as children. It says the president's framework would provide a 10 to 12 year path to citizenship for DACA-eligible immigrants, give preference to immigrants with skills needed in the U.S. economy, end a visa lottery that gave people across the world a chance to come legally to the U.S., and seek to strengthen border security by erecting a wall between the United States and Mexico. Rights groups are criticizing President Trump's decision to keep the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, open. In an address to Congress, the State of the Union, on Tuesday night, the president said, "I am keeping another promise." He spoke after signing the executive order. The decision cancels a 2009 executive order in which then-President Barack Obama promised to close the facility. During his speech, the president said such facilities were crucial to ensure the U.S. has, quote, all necessary power to detain terrorists in the fight against the Islamic State terror group and Al-Qaeda. He said during his campaign that he wanted to keep Guantanamo open and, quote, loaded up with some bad dudes. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Wednesday that Britain and China have agreed on a joint trade and investment review. She spoke at the start of a visit to China.
When we have that freedom outside membership of the European Union of being able to organise those arrangements for ourselves on a bilateral basis.
The Prime Minister will meet with President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Thursday before wrapping up her visit Friday in the financial hub Shanghai. The FBI said Wednesday it has, quote, grave concerns about the accuracy of a classified memo written by Republican lawmakers that allegedly shows bias at the Justice Department against President Trump. The FBI said it had a limited opportunity to review the four-page memo before the Republican majority on the House Intelligence Committee voted earlier this week to release it, pending a review by the president. Three Kenyan television and radio stations remained off the air Wednesday, VOA correspondent Jeff Custer reports.
Kenya's interior minister said three Kenyan TV stations will stay off the air indefinitely as the government investigates a swearing-in ceremony of opposition leader Raila Odinga. It was a symbolic but direct challenge to President Uhuru Kenyatta. Fred Matiani, who is also the minister in charge of security, accused some elements in the media of facilitating what he called the illegal act, putting lives of thousands of Kenyans at risk. The stations are considering filing a petition to the Kenyan courts in the hope of having their broadcast restored by court order. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Top Afghan security officials made a surprise visit to Pakistan to discuss cooperation with civilian and military leaders following a series of deadly Taliban and other militant attacks in Afghanistan. The visit happened on Wednesday, hours after U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan urged Afghan leaders to talk with their Pakistani counterparts. The Vatican has expressed its disapproval of the retired Archbishop of Hong Kong over the bishop's criticisms of the Holy See's actions in mainland China. In a long post on his Facebook page, Cardinal Joseph Zen lashed out at the Vatican for asking for the resignations of two bishops aligned with China's underground Roman Catholics who are loyal to the Church, in favor of two others ordained by the state-sanctioned association. China's 12 million Catholics are split between the two factions. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.